This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
By disseminating CEO wisdom, the CEO Show elevates business, the economy, and society. Each episode, we speak with transformative CEOs, people who create new value, reinvigorating a company, reinventing an industry, or rebooting society.
Hello, America. I'm Robert Reese, and welcome to the CEO Show. We're here today with Robert Rosenberg. How are you, Robert?
I am terrific, Robert. Great to be here. Thank you for the invite.
And Robert was the one who built a company beloved to almost all of us, especially to me, which is called Dunkin' Donuts. Could you imagine? He took over the company and built it for 35 years as a CEO from not that many stores, maybe 100 to 6,500 stores. So let's first start. There you are. And by the way, we're also going to talk about, and when you're listening in, you may want to buy this book, great book, Around the Corner to Around the World, A Dozen Lessons I Learned Running Dunkin' Donuts. So let's start it off. It's 1963. You're 25 years old. You know, you just got your MBA from Harvard. Your dad has a very successful business, Universal Food Systems. It's doing about $20 million a year. It has five different brands. You come in and you make a dramatic change. Talk about what you did.
Basically, while in business school, I had the opportunity to learn the language of strategy. And I came to the conclusion, even at that young, tender age, that businesses, young businesses, can struggle and sometimes even die because of lack of resources, not enough capital, not enough people. But they also can falter because of indigestion. And here was this business my dad had called Universal Food Systems, which was comprised of a hodgepodge of different food service businesses, a vending company, hamburger chain, pancake house chain. And in the midst of that was this chain of stores that sold donuts and coffee, and many of them, the last 26 in 1963, the year I joined, also had lost faith in a limited menu operation, and they had introduced scrambled eggs and hamburgers and hot dogs. And fundamentally, my notion as a youngster coming in with a competitor, my uncle, who was my father's partner, can you imagine the family conversations about businesses being hard enough? But who's going to get the credit for the donut business? Mr. Donut had 80 stores. We had 100, and I had all these other businesses. Fundamentally, the team and I changed the strategy of the business. Instead of a portfolio, we decided to focus on one business, focus on a few markets, standardize the menu, standardize the design of the store, and that five-year period, we took the earnings from 100,000 in 1963 to 800,000. We were growing at 50% compounded in earnings by 1968 when we went public to help my dad, who was trying to sell the business before I joined, because he wanted to be a millionaire in order to achieve his lifelong dream of being a millionaire after taxes. More than achieved that dream in those 5 years. And that was immense success. And that success set the stage for the next era, the next 5 years, when I changed the mission, I broadened it, and I took the company almost to the edge and me into the boardroom as a public company to get fired.
Okay, yeah, so let's talk about that. In your book, there's a chapter called Fall from Grace, 1969 to 1973. Talk about the lessons that you learned from challenges, because CEOs, we have 600,000 listening in, a lot of entrepreneurs, and learning from challenges is a great way to learn.
I had put my eyes on the wrong goal, and I changed the mission. The mission that made us so successful in the first 5 years and led to a public offering was to be a focused donut and coffee company in focused markets. Out of the 300 SMSAs in the United States, we focused on just a handful. In the next 5 years, I basically said, if I can do this well with a donut business, and I want to continue to grow at 60 times earnings, which is what my stock was selling for. I mean, can you imagine for a 30-year-old how intoxicating and seductive that could be? So I've had my eye on growing 50%. What if I had a number of franchise businesses I could franchise simultaneously? I could keep this up forever. And I've been larger than the gross national product of the United States. Wrong aiming point. Changed the mission. Earnings leveled off. Franchisees became dissatisfied. One of the people I recruited, my classmate, one of my closest friends out of business school from Goldman, as CFO, lost confidence, left the company, and it was a sad, terrible time, made every wrong error. And luckily, in the midst of all of that, an awakening, a transformation occurred for me personally. I was reading David Halberstam's book, The Best and the Brightest, about the Kennedy and the Johnson's administration of the Vietnamese War. And basically, the Johnson and Kennedy administrations were being manned by the Ivy Leaguers, the best and brightest our country had offered. But they weren't going into the town, hamlets and towns where the battle was being waged, where the front line was going on to find out what the real issues were. They were relying on body counts and information far away. He called it, they were suffering from hubris, arrogance. And as I sat there in my chair in my living room, I said to myself, Halberstam could just as well be talking about me. That I, after the first 5 years of being so successful, became arrogant, decided to start shooting from the hip. My intuition was so good. God somehow had given me all of these intuitive knowledges at 30-year-old. Not true. It wasn't true. And I had to come to realization that I was the problem and that I had taken us in the wrong direction. And if you get the strategy wrong, there's little else you can do in order to be able to write the business. If you don't pick the right aiming points and the right thing of what you will be and what you won't be, and if it's not consistent with reality and the skills and the resources of your company, you are really having a tough time if you can survive at all.
So I want to ask you a question because you're someone who knows this intuitively, inside out, and empirically. It's about brand extension. So what you learned, and my discipline is actually strategic planning as well, so I really appreciate that. So your message was focus, and the narrower you focus, the more you could grow. Then when you try to expand the brand and extend it, all of a sudden you grow less. Is that always, when is that the case and when is that not the case?
That wasn't my problem. My problem is I spun out of the business. I started a fish and chips chain. I was exploring with IBM to create learning centers.
So you went back to the original thing that your dad had.
Exactly. Okay.
Robert,
and if you look throughout my career, it's always getting the tension between exploitation and experimentation. And it's a delicate balance, and it's always that tension that exists within the business. When we exploited, which was basically take the diamond in the rough, the Dunkin' business, and exploit it, that could be product extensions, larger cup sizes, different packaging, better advertising. That's where the payoff came. As I started to experiment beyond my capabilities, that's when I got my comeuppance, and you're absolutely right.
Made the same
mistake.
Is it always wrong? Like, look at a company like P&G and how many different products they have. When do you know when it's right to expand and go into different areas and when don't?
It's your ability. Your ability to assess reality. The reality of, what are my strengths? What are my weaknesses? It's easy to say reality. It's the hardest thing to do. What do we really are capable of? P&G is a lot more capable than Universal Food Systems was to be able to handle a wide variety of businesses. You know, they have pre-existing sales organizations. They have formats. They have planning. They have done it before. They've been doing it for 150 years. So it's something that's in their DNA. That's what they do. And they bought Gillette or whatever other brands they buy. They knew what they were doing. I didn't. And mine wasn't realistic. And so it's a constant evaluation of what is real, both in terms of the marketplace and your own capabilities.
Okay, big question here, and we have 2 minutes before we go to commercial break, or a minute and a half. What advice do you have on being in a family business? You had to convince your dad, your uncle, and you had to convince them you were right and then you were wrong. What advice do you have?
Make sure that there's love, because it's a lot of forgiveness required. And it gets strained. I mean, it is difficult. And family businesses are wonderful things, wonderful opportunities, but they possess and they present unique challenges. And you got to be, you know, damn clear about what the objective is of the founder and what the role of the founder is going to be. It's a very complicated answer. We don't have enough time for it now. But fundamentally, it's communication and most things and trust. If there's trust, you can do a lot of things in any relationship. If there's no trust, nothing can happen.
We're going to a commercial break now, but what you may want to do, when you say it's a complicated answer, all of you, you may want to just go onto Amazon quickly over the next 2 minutes and buy Around the Corner to Around the World by Robert Rosenberg. And look, I don't do book reviews. I do CEO interviews, but this is one worth getting. Back in a few.
From Philly to Fresno, Brooklyn to Boston, Data Cable Superstars has the best prices on installation of Cat 5 and Cat 6 wiring for cameras, computers, phone, and data. Specializing in off-peak installs as to not interrupt your workflow. If this is an I need it done yesterday situation, then it's time to call Data Cable Superstars at 203-942-1427 or go to datacablesuperstars.com. That's datacablesuperstars, all one word, .com. Data Cable Superstars, where estimates and big ideas are always free.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, this is Robert Griso on the CEO Show, where we interview the CEOs who reinvented the fabric of America. We're here today with Robert Rosenberg, and he has done that, reinvented the fabric of America, grew Dunkin' Donuts from, you know, about 80, 100 stores to 6,500 to a major brand that, frankly, my kids Josh and James, we went, I can't tell you how many thousands of times. We're there every single game after every ball game. It's part of my DNA. So here's the question. What is the secret to success? What do you ascribe that amazing success at Dunkin' Brands? You started the focus. You ended up and, you know, then you lost the focus and then you came back. What is the secret of success that you learned?
I call it three P's. It's planning, and it's really, we got very good at planning to put in the guardrails to save the CEO, me in this case, from making the same mistakes of mission creep, etc. People, how do you recruit, retain, and motivate an above average group of people, high performing organization to achieve the objectives, and product to ensure that the things that we were making offers to the consumer were really best in class. You know, people around the world need pick me ups to start the day. Put a skip in their step, things to put a smile on their face. They need to be fueled throughout the day with snacks and beverages. And we had to provide that better than anyone else. And in order to do that, you got to make awfully sure that the product that you provide really is superb and superior to what else is being offered in the marketplace. So those are the three P's that we really focused on to build our business.
Any secret on people? Any secret of hiring the right people? You're hiring franchisees all over the place. What is the one thing you look for a successful person?
I'll give you three. First, the better you define the assignment, the more likely you are to be able to make the right hire and then continue to do it as the business changes. You basically will have to move some people out if they reach their maximum potential, move them into another job that's more consistent with their abilities, and move someone else in as the assignment changes. As the company became, went from a marketing company basically now to a digital company and to the digital age, it requires different kinds of skills. So define the assignment. Generally speaking, I found people that have done it before tend to be able to be more successful, hit the ground running. Second, basically, I don't try to find all things in everyone. I'm a big believer in the Gallup system. Everybody's got strengths and weaknesses. Build on the strengths of an individual and build a complementary team in order to compensate for weaknesses. So I see the head of marketing in a very different way in terms of the things they bring to the executive team than, for example, the CFO, who has a whole different kind of orientation. So it's the complementarity of the team that I'm after, not necessarily finding one person good at all. And the last thing is make sure you hire someone that fits the culture. Understand what's unique about the culture of our company. Ours was teamwork, trustworthiness. We were very aspirational. We loved to win. No backbiting. No grandstanding. There was nobody on a white horse who was going to save the day. That wasn't my style. I tended to be much more comfortable with a collegial, collaborative environment, and that was what we built. So those are the three things that I would suggest for anybody who's trying to build a high-performing organization.
So then, speaking of advice, you became a professor at Babson, the top entrepreneurial school in America. I know Steve Spinelli pretty well, and it's a terrific place. Len Green as well. You know, so
well, I taught a class about a month ago, and Steve and I were on the phone last Saturday. And in the book, you'll find the whole story about how I got to Babson, how I became an adjunct. I took over Spinelli's class, but his and my relationship goes all the way back when he was a fullback at Western Maryland College and was starting Jiffy Lube. So it's all in the book.
What is it you hope readers would take away from it?
I see the book as a buffet of ideas. It's a 35-year journey. So for the would-be entrepreneur, the stories about persistence, the stories about franchising, the necessity of apprenticeship, the 10,000 hours Malcolm Gladwell talks about. I generally find 80-20, 80% of most successful entrepreneurs have worked in their industry. They know the metrics. They know the language. They know where the gaps are, where they can build a sustainable competitive advantage. Secondly, for anybody who's scaling a business, whether you be a franchisee or an independent businessman, and you're growing your business, and I call it adolescence, the granular look at planning that we lay out, the granular look at recruiting and motivating and enthusing and sharing with an organization. And then for the larger company, the whole way we organized our board in terms of the board meetings, the rhythm of the board, the way we were unique, I think, in terms of keeping the board involved in building the guidelines and the guardrails to keep me from mission creep and the other kinds of things that I have been guilty of in the second era of my administration. And just for anybody who's planning a life, I found the planning language we used in business was helpful for me personally, and I would hope that it might be for others as well.
And your real strategy, Guy, you talk a lot to entrepreneurs. How about enterprise CEOs? What advice would you have to them, being you started something as it was more an entrepreneurial effort and became more of an enterprise?
Now, it's basically, again, back to the same story. It's back to the right strategy and the right organization. My feeling, every era is seen through the prism of what I think a CEO must do and cannot delegate. And that's shepherd strategy, shepherd the whole hiring, recruiting, and retaining, and motivating an above-average organization and implement the strategy. Communications, which is fundamentally communicating consistently to align all constituents behind the strategy. And the fourth thing I find is that crisis occurs in all businesses and you have to manage crisis. So all six of the errors that are contained in the book are done through the prism of those four functions that I think a good CEO must do. And as we went along, I can tell you honestly, when I came to the job as a 25-year-old youngster, I didn't understand all these things. It was as I moved along and started to say, you know, every day things come in over the transom. What are the must-haves? What are the must-dos? And what are the things I can delegate to others to do? And those are the four that I came to believe in, required my undivided attention, were the first things I put on my calendar, the first things I devoted my attention to.
When you go to a store, could be a franchise, a restaurant, anywhere, how can you tell immediately this place will be successful or it will not? Do you go into objective thinking? And if so, what are you looking for and what are you noticing?
Quality, cleanliness, and service. I can walk into a store and immediately tell. I can tell by mood. I can tell that walking into a company. I can tell by the receptionist that's at the front desk whether they greet me with a smile and what the mood of the organization is. So there's lots of clues, but you start in, you drive in the parking lot. If it's cluttered, if it's dirty, you already know it's disorganized. You walk in, you can see cleanliness immediately. You can look at product and see if it's right, if it's really meeting the consumer needs and meeting our standards. Having a cup of coffee, I could tell the same thing. So it's very simple. Basically, we used to visit, each of us would visit 100 stores a year and talk directly with the people on the front line. That was coming out of Halberstam's book in terms of getting to the last 3 feet of the sale. We spent a lot of time in the stores. We would work one day, including me, one day in every store once a year to see 6 o'clock in the morning, see the people start lining up to see what frontline staff had to put up with and how, you know, really capable and competent they were, and how we had to support them. So we were very much, you know, we were a lot about planning, but we were also a lot about hands-on in the stores. We were where the cash registers were.
Final question. Did you have a favorite donut?
Yeah. Yes, I did have a favorite donut. Well, I have a lot of favorite donuts. I love an iced coffee with a jelly or a lemon stick. That's a cake donut that's filled with either jelly or a lemon. And jelly for us is apple raspberry. It's apple filling along with raspberry filling. That's our jelly donut. So it's either with jelly or with lemon. And I can have either one with a little granulated sugar on the outside. And it's drop dead delicious.
Robert Rosenberg, a privilege having you on the CEO show.
Thank you, Robert. Pleasure to be here.
And everyone, remember, just get that book, Around the Corner.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Youngevity. TeamGaday.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
It's not over. Sadly, our nation is going through tough times again, with no end in sight, and nobody knows what might happen next year. That's why it's a good idea to plan ahead, so you aren't caught off guard. Nothing's more important than having enough food to eat, and we're here to help. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leading emergency preparedness company. We provide long-term emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage. When grocery stores run empty or disasters strike, our foods will be there when you need it most. Act now and secure at least a 4-week emergency food kit full of tasty meals that provide 2,000 calories a day. We have dozens of emergency food storage kits to choose from. When the government tells you not to go out, you can have the peace of mind that comes from being prepared. When you order from MyPatriotSupply.com, your food will arrive discreetly at your doorstep in no time. Prepare today. Time is short. MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe hand sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1-liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Hello, America. I'm Robert Greeson. Welcome to the CEO Show. We're here today with Anand Kali. How are you, Anand?
I'm pretty good, Robert. Thanks for having me.
And a pleasure to have you, because we're going to be talking today about AI in finance. So you are both the co-founder and CEO of AppSend, and you really got this niche that's, in a way, changing a lot of what's happening in finance. Talk about what it is.
Yeah, absolutely. We started this company. I founded this company 8 years ago, and the opportunity that I saw was AI is transforming industries. Back then, AI was called as data science. We call it artificial intelligence today. But when I saw the transformation that was happening, the opportunities it would create, the biggest gap was in finance. That had remained the same. Finance and accounting processes had remained the same over decades. People were still trying to map their old processes into new ways of doing business, into cloud applications, mobile applications. And the process per se, which finance looks at, which always anchors around, can I make my company more compliant? Can I make my company more efficient? Can I reduce the spend the company has? Can I build more and more innovation to the company? Those were getting held back, and we saw the opportunity, and that's why we set out to build the first AI platform for finance.
So I know one of the things you do are actually when people put in reimbursements. Now, that sounds like a little piece, but it's a larger business than people realize about non-audited reimbursements. Talk about that.
Yeah, so that brings me back to what exactly is the opportunity for AI in finance, right? So we took a process that has existed for decades. Reimbursements, travel, entertainment-related reimbursements have happened exactly the same way they were happening 30, 40 years ago, except that they have moved from paper-based to cloud-based, and now you can take pictures of your receipts on from your phone, right? But the check and balances method where expenses are reviewed by managers, yeah, your manager looks at it, makes sure it is okay, at least they're supposed to look at it. And then finance and accounting are the final gatekeepers who are supposed to look at those expenses, make sure there's no misuse, there's no non-compliance before they're paid out to employees, right? We saw this as a broken process because what we saw what finance and accounting does is they rely on sampling. There's no way they can look at and review each and every expense report. And managers just don't have a time to look at what their employees or their teams are doing. So we said, if you have to apply AI to this decision-making process, how would we do it? We'll have to actually train a machine to read through all those receipts, read through all those documents, figure out if there's any misuse, and figure out if there's any non-compliance, figure out if there's any fraud, and do it in real time. Right, and save everyone money.
In real time, how long do you mean?
But when I say real time, it essentially means in a couple of minutes.
Oh, okay.
Right. So a traditional cycle has been you submit an expense report and it gets paid back in a couple of weeks because it goes through, you follow up with your manager and then finance looks at it. But with a machine doing it, it does all the checks within a couple of minutes. It could take an hour or so at the most, but then you're done. And it could find things which are impossible for people to detect. And the most important thing, it doesn't skip, it doesn't rest, it doesn't take shortcuts, right? And it applies the same set of rules consistently across every...
So what things could it find?
That's interesting. We have found a whole bunch of things that even surprised us. And that's the power of AI because we now have more than 1,800 customers on our platform. So it is going through a whole bunch of data, billions and billions of dollars of spend, right? So when think of it this way. When you look at a receipt from one of your team members, right, you look at, hey, where did they go for a dinner? Oh, they went to Olive Garden. I know what this is. I can expect a $100 bill out there. Or here's somebody else who went to Jake's Steakhouse in Atlanta. I don't know about it, but I just trust the person to do the right thing. But with AI, what the machine does is that, hey, I don't know about this restaurant. I have never seen it before. Let me find out. So it uses techniques like almost researching online, checking out reviews, and figures out that, hey, this Jake's Steakhouse is not really a restaurant. It's probably a gentleman's club. So you find things like...
Really?
Because it is trying to find out. It is trying to act like what you and me would do if we really had the time and the luxury to do all that research, right? It doesn't skip on any of that. So you find things like those. You find things around people upgrading, spending far more than they're supposed to. You can find things around people having team lunches, but they're buying bottles of wine, expensive wine or vodka and stuff like that. So there are all kinds of things which are high value items, but also things like duplicates. You'd be surprised on how many duplicates payments happen in companies, right? And then there are these patterns that you see. You see patterns like employees sometimes adding their personal expenses into even things like, you know, buying coffee from Starbucks because they're adding a $10 gift card into their purchase. So the amount of stuff that...
After that?
Yeah, and it keeps on happening. If you do that week after week, right, that adds up to thousands of dollars, right? So it's the behavior which is the key, which is what you want to find out. You want to not only stop that kind of a behavior, you want to stop that leakage, and you want to make sure that the employees are doing the right things.
So this is really interesting. I'm guessing it sort of pays for itself. Could you talk through the economics of how this works? I'm thinking there's always savings when it's not just savings. It gets much deeper. Now you're dealing into truth, integrity, finding which of your employees are taking advantage of the system, or was it just an actual mistake?
True.
That happens, true. I'm sure.
Yeah. So there is one part of it which is savings. Like every software that you bring in has to pay for itself, right? Every new investment that you do.
So that's a rule. It has to. If it's going to cost, like, how much does it cost average? If you're working with enterprises.
It's all enterprises, so it costs based on the volume of, you know, expenses that we cover, right?
And it has to pay for itself.
It has to. That's table stakes, right? That's absolutely. But the reason why I think companies buy us, buy our software is for two things. Right? One is ensure that there's the right kind of compliance in the company. You want to make sure that the employees are following company rules. Policies, right? And second is the rules also that might be dictated by regulation. But the most important thing, which I see, which CFOs want absent in the company, is to ensure that the right kind of behaviors exist in the company and they can weed out where the problems are. So the fundamental assumption is that most employees are trying to do the right thing. And sometimes mistakes happen. And sometimes leakages happen because somebody doesn't understand policies correctly. You want to be able to identify those versus finding out those people who are intentionally trying to steal money or push the limits of what they can get out of the company. And a software like this is able to identify that. Because if you find somebody who is intentionally committing fraud or stretching the limits of compliance, then most likely they are doing these things in other areas of the organizations for which they were hired for. Nobody's hired to submit any expenses, but if somebody is doing something wrong out here, they're doing something wrong in other places as well, right? So that happens to be the reason where not only are you saving money, you're improving efficiency, you're saving people time, but then you're ensuring the right behaviors and changing those behaviors over a period of time.
That's really interesting. There's a saying, the way you do one thing is the way you do everything. And obviously, any lawyer you watch, they try to capture that they did one thing incorrect and then transcend that over a number of activities. But that really could become a game changer. You can point out which employees are good and bad.
Yeah, you want to identify that. I mean, without being the judge or jury out here, you are simply showing the facts, right? Hey, this is what the data tells us, right? Now, there might be some reasons where things might be okay and there was a need to do certain things, but that's for the company to decide what tolerances you have, how do you treat different teams with different sets of rules. But the fact that you have now visibility into who's doing in a very objective way, that lets you then act on it, make sure that the behaviors are corrected where they need to be.
We're about to take a break. When we come back, we're going to talk about how does this tie into leadership. I'm going to get some real-life examples of how this works and see how AI is expanding into the future. Back in a minute.
Mm-hmm. like to host your own radio program or podcast? Park City Productions 06604 is a Bridgeport, Connecticut-based radio broadcast solutions company. Follow us on Instagram, like us on Facebook, and subscribe to our YouTube channel. That's Park City Productions 06604. Call us at 203-522-88.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hi, this is Robert Reese, and we're on the CEO show with Anand Kali, and he is the co-founder and CEO of AppZen, which is, in a sense, transforming and changing the whole integrity model of financial services. So let's hear an example. I know you work with companies like Amazon and stuff. Tell me an example of how this works. And also, you're working with, what is it like? How much of the Fortune 500 companies are you working with? Give me the example of a company you're working with.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, one of the things I'm really proud of is how we have not just changed how people think about, you know, compliance and behaviors, but also delighting employees, right? And Amazon is a huge example of that. A company that is we are so kind of proud of to be partners with. They grow phenomenally. They stress the limits on what can be achieved through technology and the challenges that they put in front of you, right? So for us, when we came in to Amazon, they obviously put us through all kinds of challenges to make sure that the software worked, right? But then what they were able to achieve was really visionary. They wanted to not only ensure that employees are doing the right things, but how do we delight employees by paying the employees in the fastest possible way. So what I mean by that is you are trying to reduce the time employees have to wait for the reimbursements. You have to eliminate the reliance on people or managers to actually look through every expense report, because that's not a very economical and productive use of the time. So relying on machines to do all that work, to do all that checks. So what we have done out there is that every employee, when they submit an expense report, the first thing that happens is it comes to AppZen. AppZen audits it, within minutes figures out if there is something wrong. Mm. And if the employee has not done anything wrong, then nobody looks at that expense. Nobody looks at it and the employee gets paid. So from delighting the employee that, hey, here is the trust that the company is paying on, is trusting me, I get paid faster if I do the right things. And I think at the last time I checked, more than 90% of the employees are getting paid that way, which was unheard of, you know, before AI could make this possible. There's no way you can achieve that, achieve 100% compliance, 100% review of each and every expense, weeding out the folks that are doing something wrong. And we do this across countries, across, you know, more than 30 countries for them. And this story kind of repeats with every other, you know, company that we work with. You're really transforming how people thought about this process. Not only are you getting the savings and multiple times of savings on what you invest, but you're getting the efficiency, you're getting the innovation, you're getting the right behaviors, and you're delighting your employees.
It's great how you do all of this comprehensively. What have you learned from leadership? You led through a pandemic, but now also you're learning from all these companies which employees are good, which employees are bad. And you've grown very quickly in under a decade, a real industry leader in a niche. So talk about what you've learned in leadership.
I think the key here is about teams, the kind of people that you surround yourself with. And what I've kind of seen is in our company, as well as the companies that we work with, it is equally important at every level of the organization. Like when I work with my team, I'm looking at, are we sticking to our values even in these times of pressure, right? When we are all working from home, there are pressures on the business, on there's uncertainty outside. Our team members are at home trying to juggle between kids who are staying at home, don't have their schools, are remote, taking care of kids, taking care of work. So are we living by the values that we have set for ourselves? Because it's good to have those values and live by them when the times are nice, right? And it's easier. But at this point of time, where we set up our own values, and we said that we would run the company by that, our values are being customer focused, obsessed about our customers, having trust in each other, being fearless and innovative, right? So these are the things. Those don't become really just, you know, slogans that you put up on your office, but how do you live by that? And you can live by that only if your team members, if your leaders actually believe in it. And then they put that into practice, right? So we had the same situation. And when I talk to customers, everyone is going through the same kind of pressures. In terms of the pandemic, what I saw was companies have a different kind of expense. Because companies are now looking at work from home expenses. They're trying to reimburse their employees for being safe. And there was no template, there was no rules that were written for it, right? Nobody had an opportunity to think about what would we do in case of a pandemic where everyone's going to work from home. But what the companies have done, the companies that we work with have done is they have tried to do the right thing by their employees. They want to make sure that the employees are staying safe and not caring about, hey, do I have the rules in before I help employees buying a desk or buying a new monitor in any way that can be helpful to them? They have let it go. They have let it go and trusting their employees, made sure that they are doing the right thing by the employees. But at the same time, they want to make sure that they have visibility into it. They also have cost pressures and they have used our application to track all of those kind of expenses because there is, in every case, there are some bad apples and you find some abuses going on there too. So the overwhelming kind of theme which I saw was employees are realizing that the companies are realizing that employees are the number one asset that they have. How do you take care of them? How do you make sure that you're living the values that you wrote down and you said you would run your company by?
So let's now talk. We have time for one real more question, but it's a big one about the future of AI, how it's going to impact what AppSens doing, how it's going to impact financial services. Talk about the whole future of AI and what CEOs need to know.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's something very close to my heart and something I'm very passionate about, is about the opportunity that AI brings in. And that's the whole reason I started this company. We fundamentally believe that AI is going to transform or is transforming how we do work, right? But we also know that AI is an extremely hard thing to pin down and make it work. So a broader application doesn't work. It's really hard. You have seen in the failures, you have seen companies, every company wants to be an AI company and just creates a bunch of noise in what they do.
Right.
So the way I see things is that we have focused our AI on finance, which means that our machine has to be able to understand what financial folks understand, to have the domain expertise, not only understand accounting, understand expenses, understand revenue, but also understand the unstructured data, the documents, invoices, contracts, stuff like that, which are the whole basis on which finance runs.
Well, on that inspirational note, Anant, a pleasure having you on the CEO show.
Thank you, Robert.
And everyone remember, number one, when you're focusing on AI, focus narrow. That's your success is going to come. And number two, remember that your number one asset are your people.
Absolutely.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.